difference. It's sometimes easy, but sometimes it's very hard. I want to tell you a story about a hippo who kept forgetting what he looked like. A bit like we look at that and we can't see what the difference is. He would look and he kept forgetting what he looked like. His name was Boo Hoo. And he would stand there and try to think what he looked like. And he would walk up to little pools of water and he'd plonk his big feet in there and look in. And all he would see was mud and swirls of water. And every morning he'd walk up to the pool and he'd plonk his big feet in the water trying to see what he looked like. But he couldn't because the water was all ripply. Then one day, as he was doing this, looking into the water, Toto, the monkey, was sitting there trying to crack a coconut. And he suddenly had a great idea. He thought to himself, well, if I can let Boohoo see what he looks like, he might crack my coconut for me because he's got big teeth and that would be easy. So Toto went up to Boohoo and he said, if I show you what you look like, will you crack my coconut? And Boohoo said, oh, well, I really want to know what I look like because I keep looking in the water and it's all swirling. I can't see. But the coconut, all right then, if you show me what I look like, I'll crack your coconut. So Toto said, well, coconut first. So Boohoo put it in his mouth, crunched it around with his big, ugly teeth. And Toto said, can you open your mouth, please? Said, in a minute, just enjoying the coconut. And he said, no, you're cracking it for me. So he opened his mouth, took out the coconut, ate some bits, and then he said, come with me. And he took Boohoo to a little building. And he said, go in there and you'll see what you look like, finally. And so Boohoo went into the building and he walked around. And suddenly, he saw this really ugly creature in there. Huge big face, ugly big teeth, big fat legs. And he said, oh, that'd be a bit unfortunate to look like that, wouldn't it? And he walked away. Walked into another room, nothing there. Walked back into the first room, ugly big creature was there. Walked out again. He said, Toto, there's another big ugly creature in here, but I can't see what I look like. Toto was a little bit scared, so he climbed up a tree and he said, that ugly creature you see, it's you. And Boohoo said, what do you mean it's me? It's ugly. It's got really horrible teeth, big fat face, ugly legs. He said, it's a mirror. It's you. And Boohoo went back in the room and he looked at this ugly big creature. And he was so disgusted that he smashed the mirror to bits. And he said, I don't ever want to see that again. And he walked out. And he never went back to the pool to try and look in the water because he didn't want to see what he looked like because he didn't like himself. And you know, I was thinking about that story and I thought, sometimes we do that, don't we? We don't look like the big ugly hippo. But we sometimes look at ourselves and we think, I don't like what I look like. I don't like what I am like. I don't like myself. Some of us might have smashed a few mirrors in our time. I don't know. But we look at ourselves and we think, I don't like that. I want to be different. Whereas actually, as a holiday club, we learn that God created us in his image as his creation. And not only that he loves us so much that he put his Holy Spirit in us. He wants to live in us because we are so beautiful to him. We're going to sing. Now, mirrors are funny things, aren't they? Thinking about Boohoo looking in a mirror. They're funny things because we'd like to think that only vain people look in mirrors, wouldn't we? We'd like to think that only those who sit there adjusting their hair every 2 seconds or stopped at the traffic light, sneaking a peek in the mirror in the car, or those who fuss around with their appearance. We'd like to think they're the only ones that look in mirrors. But truth be told, we all look in mirrors, don't we? I do. I've seen people walking past shop windows, you know. I've seen people casually leaning up a mirror in a store. We all do it, don't we? Catch a glimpse. What do I look like? Oh, is my hair okay today? Oh, did I really? Does that look all right? We all do that, don't we? We all look in mirrors, whether it be a quick glance, just to catch our appearance, or whether it be a prolonged look, to admire our beauty, or to think, oh my goodness, how did that happen? Or whether it be that our parents plonk us in front of the mirror, just to check that everything's all right. We all look in mirrors, and some of us don't like what we see, like boo-hoo. We hate to see ourselves in a reflection, but we all do it at some point or other. And you know, that's not such a bad thing. Even in the Bible, there's talk of mirrors. In the book of James, in the New Testament, it says this: those who hear God's teaching and do nothing are like people who look at themselves in a mirror, they see their faces, and then they go away and quickly forget what they look like. And it goes on. But the truly happy people are those who carefully study God's perfect law that makes people free and continue to study it. They do not forget what they have heard, but they obey God's teaching. Those will be very happy people. Or in other words, the Bible says those who listen to God's teaching and obey it will live good lives. But those people who hear all of God's teaching and do nothing are like people who look in the mirror and forget what they look like. Now, I want to do a bit of an experiment. I have a mirror here. Did anyone look in the mirror? And then as soon as someone said, what are you wearing, completely forget what they were wearing? No? You see, I think it's impossible to look in the mirror and then forget what you look like. I mean, it's like me. I will look in the mirror in the morning and I will think, oh, I'm Kate. I have brown hair. I have brown eyes. I'm wearing my Sunday dress today. I'm not weighing too much. I'm looking all right. Oh, no, a little bit tired. And then I will turn away from the mirror and I will go and live like Kate that day, who's dressed in her Sunday clothes, looking a little bit tired, with brown hair, brown eyes. I don't look in the mirror, turn away and then go, oh, I'm a 16-stone rugby player, clearly, with big muscles, massive thighs, and then live like that. I look in the mirror, and I see who I am, and I live like the person I see in the mirror. I don't pretend that I'm a completely different size or shape, because that would be strange. So why then, when we live our lives for God, do we live differently? Why then, if we apply the same principle, do we look in the Bible, listen to a talk, hear what Jesus has to say, go to a holiday club and hear lots of things, and then turn our back, walk away, and sometimes forget how we are supposed to live? Why do we do that? Well, I guess it's because the moment we put the Bible down, the moment we turn our back on the teaching we've heard, we do the very thing we say it's impossible to do. We forget what we're supposed to look like as God's people. We turn away from what we've seen and we simply forget what we're supposed to look like. And in some cases, we go out and we live a completely different life to that we've been taught about or that we've read about in the Bible. We don't do that with our physical bodies when we look in a mirror, but we often do it when we learn about God, don't we? We're going to sing a song in a moment and then have a time of prayer. Father, we do thank you that you can teach us how to live, that you show us how you want us to be as your people. We thank you there are so many ways in which we hear about you. Thank you for the holiday club which took place last week, for all the things that we heard and all the things that we enjoyed there. Thank you that you were involved in everything and that we could see what you were like through what was done through the people who were there. Thank you also for your word, for the Bible that we read and that we can study and that we can spend time meditating on. Thank you also for your son Jesus, who came to earth to show what you were like, to show how we should live, to show how we could be. Thank you, there are so many ways in which we can learn about you. But Lord, please help us not to forget as we walk out of here or as we leave our Bibles or as we wander around, but help us to remember how we are to live as your people. And please give us the strength to live that way. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a story about a chicken who found an egg. And he sat on the egg, and the egg cracked. And out came another animal. It was actually an eagle. The chicken found an eagle's egg, sat on it as if it was its own, and out came an eagle. The eagle looked at the chicken and thought, I don't very much look like that chicken, but I can't see anything that looks like me. So it started to follow the chicken around, picking up bits of food, waddling about, thinking, what's going on? Live like this for a few years. Then one day, the eagle looked up at the sky and saw these amazing birds that flew high above everything, swooping down, elegant. The eagle said to the chicken, what are those? And the chicken said, oh, they're eagles. We could never be like them. They're amazing birds. They soar high above the clouds. But we're chickens. We can't do that. The eagle was a bit confused, but seeing as it had grown up with the chicken, it thought it must be a chicken. So it wandered around still more, pecking at the food, waddling about, looking at the other eagles, wishing it could fly high like them, wishing it could soar above the clouds, wishing it could be so magnificent. The little eagle spent years with the chickens, wandering around, pecking food, looking at the sky, wishing it could be an eagle. But he never once lifted its wings and tried to fly. Never once thought, let me see if I'm like them. And so the little eagle that had been brought up by the chicken lived as a chicken its whole life, not knowing that really it was an eagle and could fly and soar high. And you know, in the same way, we are created in the image of God, as God's people. But sometimes we forget and we live our lives completely differently. Sometimes as if God didn't exist. Sometimes as if God didn't care about us. Sometimes as if we can't do the things God asked us to do. And often we don't try, like the eagle. We just wander around and think, I could never do that. I could never be like that. I could never try that. Whereas God says, I created you in my image. If you come to me, you can do many amazing things. We are children of God. And the Bible says together we're not only children of God, but we're also a chosen people. We are royal priests. We are a holy nation. We are a people for God's own possession. That's who we are. That's what we look like. If we are to look in a mirror, we see ourselves as God's people. But how do we live that? Well, that passage I read earlier from James says how we do that. Instead of turning away from the mirror and forgetting that we're God's people, we turn away and we try each day to live as God would want us to live, asking for his help, trying to live out his teachings, committing ourselves to being the people he has created us to be. So as we go on holiday, or maybe we come back, but I think many people are to go, let's not use it as an opportunity to go away and forget. You know, we often do that, don't we? I'm going on holiday, so I'm going to forget how I normally am. I'm just going to enjoy my holiday. Let's not use holiday as a chance to forget who we are, what we're like, and just enjoy. But let's use it as a chance to live out being the people of God, wherever we go, in different places, to study God's word and to live out what we see in it, to look in the mirror and to turn around and to live as God's people wherever we find ourselves this summer, so that others will look at us and they will see the reflection of God rather than the reflection of themselves. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you that you created us, that you are our creator, but that you're also our Father and you're also our Saviour. I thank you, Lord, that we can live as your people, that we can do many things we couldn't do on our own. I thank you that you show us how to live. And I pray that as we leave here, we won't just forget, but that you would enable us to be bold and strong and brave and to live out your people so that others will look at us and see your reflection and wonder how they can be like that too. For we ask for your strength and your help. In Jesus' name, amen.